Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, what's the latest out of the Kerry Lake trial? We dive into it with Tracy Beans. Very important episode. And then conservative publishing is ascendant. Sergio Gore, head of Winning Team Publishing, joins us to share about some of the new books and how conservative books sell better than liberal books. Fascinating conversation. Want to thank those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you, Royce from Texas, William from Alabama, Jovita from California, Lori from Montana, Latanya from Maryland, Charlene from Colorado, Kylie from Texas, Brian from California, and Alice from Washington. charliekirk.com/support. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Welcome back, everybody. Email us freedom at charliekirk.com and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Joining us now is Tracy Beans, host of the Dark to Light podcast and editor of Uncover DC. She's a fabulous investigative journalist, and she's been following the Kerry Lake trial closely. We're getting so many emails about it. Tracy, welcome back to the program. So, Tracy, act as if I know nothing about the trial, and I know very little. I've covered it, but I've been busy on other stories. Build us up from zero. What's going on? What's the latest? The floor is yours.
So the Kerry Lake campaign went to the Arizona Supreme Court with their claims that the lower courts had erred in their decisions to dismiss certain counts in the challenge that she brought. I'm going to assume we've got a base level of knowledge here. Otherwise, we'll be here a lot longer than 15 minutes. But the Supreme Court ruled that the lower courts had made a mistake when ruling that the claim that Kerry Lake brought forth that Maricopa County did not follow its own procedures for signature matching caused it to allow through, you know, however many unverified signatures that shouldn't have been passed through. And the court ruled that that was a timely complaint that she made, and it remanded it back down to the trial court so that the trial court could then go through with the hearing on it. Of course, when we got back to the trial court, shenanigans ensued, and the scope of the charge, for lack of a better word, got really, really, really narrow. And what the judge ultimately said was that Kerry Lake needed to prove that there was that no signature matching, or that there was any signature matching done during the 2022 gubernatorial election. So the judge said, you have to prove that they didn't do this at all. They didn't do any signature verification. Well, we know that that's nearly impossible, but I'm going to tell you, during this trial, they got pretty darn close to doing that, in my opinion. They were able to obtain log files from Maricopa County that showed the computer movements, the clicks and things like that, that different signature verification levels were making at those workstations. And they brought in an expert or two to talk about those things during the trial. And what the expert told everybody was that there were hundreds of thousands of signatures that were verified in less than 2 and 3 seconds. So somebody sitting at a level one desk would scroll through. They have to make, under the law, they have to make a comparison. So they have to look at the signature on the envelope and compare that to a signature that's on the individual's voter record. They get hours and hours of training on this, Charlie. So before we even got into it, their witnesses came up and said, yeah, we were trained for 40 hours on this, or we were trained for 8 hours or whatever it was. We knew exactly what to do. But when we got there, those procedures weren't being followed. Like, we would say there's something wrong with this signature and send it up for the level two team to take a look at it. And then they would just send it back to us or say they were overwhelmed. So the experts came in and looked at this stuff, and the signature expert specifically said, there's no way that you could accurately compare and verify a signature in that period of time. It's just impossible. Maricopa County came back, tried to impugn the character of the expert witness, tried to have one of their witnesses, Ray Valenzuela, come up and testify to all different times that it could possibly take to look at a signature. But what they didn't do, Charlie, is they never brought their own expert up to counter the point that you could not verify a signature in 1 second. They never brought a counter expert forward to do that. It was really like looking at somebody floundering, the amount of objections that were coming from them, the amount of, you know, character, you know, I don't know, obfuscation they were trying to make with the expert witness that was brought forth by the Lake team. The things they never did, they never said that the data was incorrect. They never had their own expert up there to counter what Carrie Lake's expert was saying. And they basically resorted to character attacks like the left often does.
So do you know what the signature verification rejection rate was in years past? Because it was a 99.7% approval rate. So basically, this is what was happening. Someone was just clicking, approval, 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 approval. Now, why is this important? That if the Democrats indeed had a mule operation where they were in a clandestine way, you know, scooping up ballots and they were not actually from the people they say they are, then who are the people actually doing the clicking? Who are they?
Well, 2 points to that. One is that they had this outward facing team, right, Charlie? They had like these certain people. They were outside on a, you know, with video and cameras, and unbeknownst to even those people, behind closed doors in another room somewhere, Maricopa County had another 100-something people doing the same thing without being in front view of cameras and things like that. That's number one. Number two, the approval rate of these signatures got higher the faster that they were sent through. So the faster they verified or clicked OK to send a signature through, the more accurate they say those signatures were. You would think it would be the inverse, right? You know, if someone takes 6 seconds or 10 seconds or 20 seconds to look at a signature, you'd think that that would have a more likely chance of failing rather than somebody who looked at it for a second. And that, you see what I'm saying? It was inverse. So you're right. You know, it's very easy to send a bulk of ballots through, have someone just there clicking like they're on a farm. And there was one individual doing that they identified on video that wasn't able to be entered as evidence, but was used as basically an exhibit or a demonstrative that people were looking at. And there were conflicting stories about this dude. So first he was fired or let go because he didn't do the right thing. Then he just was reassigned because he didn't know technology. Then it went from, it had nothing to do with the fact that he didn't know technology. He was just moved because they had other duties. They got Valenzuela on the stand as well. Carrie Lake's team offered up dates that disputed that. So it was really a bunch of just hiding the ball the whole time.
Yeah, it's fascinating. We're looking at, in years past, the signature verification rejection rate has now gone to basically almost every signature gets approved. And boy, if you really wanted to do something sinister, if you were a bad guy, I'm not saying they did this, you would do everything you can to staff loyal Democrats on the desk that approved the signature verification. You would do everything you possibly could to nefariously try to put the people that are actually approving the signatures at the desk in Maricopa County controlled by you. So I want to play a piece of tape here. We have a couple pieces of tape from the trial itself. Please play cut 32.
Maricopa's log file data shows that 11 of these signature verification workers approved 170,000 signatures at a rate of less than between 0 and 2.99 seconds, with a 99.97% approval rating. That's not signature review, Your Honor. Simply flashing a signature on the screen, clicking a button, and moving on is not signature review.
Okay, so what was the response from Hobbs? Was there any response from the government or Maricopa on that point?
Not really, no. I believe that was from his closing arguments. I mean, their point the entire time was that Carrie Lake had to prove there was no signature verification done, no comparing done, that nobody followed the process. But that's not what the mandate came back down from the Supreme Court as. So, no. You know, they had Valenzuela, who has done signature verification himself in the past, changing the number of seconds he said it took him to do signature verification. It's impossible, Charlie. You know it. It's impossible. 11 people, 270,000 signatures. Come on. It's not possible.
You know, it's not possible. So then did we get any indication of a remedy, or this was a fraudulently administered election? it's humanly impossible to just even click through that so quickly. Was there any inclination that this was persuasive to this judge?
You know, the same thing as the first trial he heard, right? He's very fair in the courtroom. He allows things. He's very fair with his objections. He's very fair with both sides. But when it came down to writing the opinion, it wasn't very fair at all, which was what led us to this, you know, the whole redo, for lack of a better word. I don't have high hopes, even though he appears very fair. I don't think that he's going to rule fair, because anyone who did would rule to put this election aside and redo it. They would.
I mean, just that one fact, it takes 2 seconds just to load a page. There was somebody carte blanche just pushing a button and approving basically every. So here's how it works, everybody. You have mass mail-in ballots post-COVID. You have a bunch of mules and ballot chasers and clandestine subterranean activity by the Democrats that fill out as many ballots as possible, and they don't even make the signatures approximated. Now, Tracy, here's an interesting question, and then you have drop boxes. What if you used AI? Ooh, if you used AI with proper parameters, that would actually make them very, very nervous. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So what they do is they flood the system with mail-in ballots, and then no one even approves to see if those signatures are verified. It's just an automatic approval process. So Tracy, how do we go about fixing this?
We have a bunch more of our people in there making sure that this stuff goes right. We re-elect, you know, good people to run the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. We stop using machines. Sonny Borelli, I think, just sent a letter out to 15 Arizona counties today saying you're not allowed to use your machines. I think a lot of that has to do with a new law that was passed, Charlie, in your state, correct?
Yeah, but I'm just curious. The RNC told us they had poll watchers. Is that not correct? There was no one watching the signature verification process?
Well, I think if that were true, then we wouldn't have had the whistleblowers that came forward to speak with Carrie Lake's team this go round. But we need more. And I don't think the RNC is doing a very good job in investing in our success in elections at all. That's a wildly underappreciated part of our strategy moving forward.
Yeah. So let's kind of talk about this. I want to play another piece of tape here from the trial itself. And actually, let's get Carrie Lake talking to the Gateway Pundit. Let's play cut 34, please.
You know, one of the most shocking things to me is 270,000 ballots verified in less than 3 seconds each.
We had truly one of the country's, basically one of the world's best experts on signature verification and handwriting say that that's humanly impossible. There aren't enough minutes in the day, seconds in the day to do that. And in this portion of our case, we're showing that mail-in ballots just aren't secure because the only security feature that they have, signature verification, is really a sham.
It's really a sham. I mean, this is all part of the plan, isn't it? I mean, you flood the system with mail-in ballots, you have Zucker boxes, you have the mules that then are doing things that are probably illegal, and then no one's even actually checking to see if the signature is in alignment with the person on file. I mean, when you have mass mail-in balloting, the whole system begs itself to this kind of garbage, right?
Yeah, it does. And that's why this is such an important case, Charlie. And, you know, think about this, too. They're not even judging whether or not Maricopa County did a good job in their verification. Like, it's not whether or not this signature absolutely matched and it was a good one. It was whether they did it at all, if they followed their procedures at all. If their procedures were in place and we had honest brokers, it would be better than what's going on now. But as we can see from videotape and also documents and logs that were finally provided after almost a year of waiting for them, they're not doing it. They're not following their procedure. They're not following the law. And they're making it so that a Katie Hobbs and a you know, Adrian Fontes are the ones who are running elections in Arizona, because if they get Arizona, they get the electoral college votes. And then they get the presidency. And that's the root of all of this. So there needs to be more done to stop it. And there needs to be a groundswell of people standing up to get involved even more than were previously. And they need to say something immediately when they see something like this going on.
And so you have one of the most disturbing trends. So we've increased mail-in ballots, and we actually have decreased off a cliff the signature verification rejection rate. It should be the opposite. It should be that as more people vote by mail, that we have more standards in it. It goes directly the opposite. And I have to say, you know, Bill Gates and Stephen Richer, they're responsible for this. I mean, they oversaw it. These are Republicans. And we need more scrutiny. We need more. This the same thing, by the way, happened in Georgia.
Yep.
The same thing has happened in Georgia, right? Where the signature verification, this is the fight for 2024. And so, Tracy, outside of abstractions, what concretely is going to change before 2024? Donald Trump will be the nominee. He's going to have a bunch of mail-in ballots. And if it's Joe Biden, who's going to prevent Joe Biden sycophants from just clicking the button again? What's to stop them?
I really wish I was in charge of coming up with solutions and not just an investigative journalist, Charlie,
no,
because
I don't live in Arizona.
Just
I'm just asking for...
No, but it's fine.
The answer
I don't have an answer.
Nothing. Nothing has changed. There's going to be a left-wing activist at a desk pushing a button for Joe Biden ballots. And nothing has changed.
No, there has not been a significant enough change at all. And I would really like to know where all of the money that I donated to make sure those changes happened went to. That's what I would like to know.
Well, if it went to the RNC, we know it went to Lululemon. It went to flowers. It went to donor mementos. And I mean, you as a donor should sue, honestly, because you went for voter integrity. I don't understand why we're not suing. I mean, mass mail-in balloting went across the board. This is the dramatic increase in the raw number of absentee ballots cast was accompanied by a significant decrease in the absentee rejection rate. So you have increase of this and decrease there. That's from MIT, by the way, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Something's amiss. Tracy, excellent work. You're welcome back anytime. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Charlie. Have a good one.
This is Charlie Kirk, and we're saving babies with preborn. What are you doing today? When you introduce a girl to her baby by providing an ultrasound, you're giving her the truth at the most important time in her life. And more than 85% of the time, when she sees the baby and hears that baby's heartbeat, she will choose life. And what better time than to do it than May, the month we celebrate motherhood. $140 gives just 5 mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies. And just $28 a month can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Maybe this month you could provide ultrasounds in honor of your mom. Check it out. Preborn is wonderful. Go to preborn.org/Kirk. I am a donor and you should be as well. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or go to preborn.org/Kirk. Great organization. preborn.org/Kirk. Let's play Cut 35 as we welcome Sergio Gore, who is the publisher of Trump's latest book. Let's play Cut 35.
My fellow Americans, this is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. Over the last 40 years, I've corresponded with some of the most incredible people, from presidents to kings and queens, and from Hollywood stars to business titans. My new coffee table book, Letters to Trump, published by Winning Team Publishing, features some of these never-before-seen letters. You're going to love reading it. You're going to love having it. Get your copy today at 45books.com. I think you'll really, really love it.
You guys can check it out at 45 Books. That's number 45books.com. Sergio, welcome to the program.
Charlie, it's great to be with you. Congratulations. Everyone I run into, they listen to you, they watch you. It's incredible.
Well, congrats. Thank you. And you got some other big books coming up. You're publishing Judge Jeanine's book, and you've done ours, and we're going to do another one. But we're here to talk about Letters to Trump. When you first told me about this concept, I was just blown away. Tell what you can share, how this concept came to be. Give us the inside story, because these are some of the most incredible letters inside of Trump's entire life, not just this president.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible, because if you think about today, people don't correspond in the same way. And so what we did is we went through his archives, and he has decades and decades of these letters. And so I'd go up to Trump Tower, and there's boxes and boxes and boxes. There's thousands of letters. And we narrowed it down to about 200 of them, and they're just absolutely incredible. A lot of them predate the White House. A lot of them go back, you know, 40 years. There's a letter from Nixon that he writes to him in the 80s, and he says, Mrs. Nixon watched you on the Phil Donahue show. Should you choose to run for office, we know you'll be victorious. And they're just the most incredible letters. You have letters from Oprah. You have letters from Diana. Every sports figure is in there. Michael Jackson, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, you name it, everybody.
And these are people that now say they hate him. But it's an interesting window to show that Donald Trump was kind of the pinnacle of American culture, still is. But to get an insight, I mean, just walk us through some of the letters that were the most eye-opening for you as you put together this book.
I mean, it was incredible to see. In a sense, there's this great hypocrisy because everybody who was anybody in Hollywood wrote him a letter, and they all loved him. There's a letter from Alec Baldwin, and Alec Baldwin writes to him basically saying, you know, you're the most generous and kind man, and people don't know that side of you. There's three letters that we put in. We could put in more from Oprah. There's three letters from Oprah where she says, Donald, imagine if you and I ran for office together.
Yeah, that would be
something. And the cool thing about the book is you get one side has a letter, the other side there's a picture in his commentary, and it's pure Trump. On the Oprah letter, he writes, Oprah loved Mar-a-Lago. She especially loved the turkey burgers and key lime pie. So you get incredible behind the scenes. There's no other book like it. I mean, we all see him on TV. We know what happened in the White House. But this is a book that goes back many decades before that. You also have some letters from the White House. We have eight letters. He calls them love letters, sarcastically, with Kim Jong-un. But it's incredible to see his letters with some of the world leaders. And you contrast that with what is happening today. And it's night and day. These leaders respected him. You have letters in there from Putin. You have letters in there from Xi. You have letters from him to Erdogan. And he says, you know, you better straighten out Turkey or I will destroy your economy. Do you think Joe Biden speaks that way to anyone?
And I mean, there are letters from Joel Osteen. There are letters from, you know, top officials and diplomats. Now, Sergio, you got to tell us, what did Trump say when in regard to John McCain's letter?
I mean, it's the John McCain letter. It's they all wanted him. They all liked him. They all wanted his support. So there's letters of people soliciting money from him. That include Hillary Clinton, that include John McCain. He was not a fan of John McCain. And I think to this day, one of the comments that he wrote about McCain is he actually gave him the world's longest funeral, 11 days. And he authorized that from the White House. But it's, you know, you got to get the book, 45.
No, but unlike his wars, it was just like his wars that never ended.
Correct. Just like his wars, he had a funeral that never ended. And I mean, he's got incredible letters from the Bushes, from both of them. The senior letter, the senior Bush, his commentary is he kept talking about 1,000 points of light and nobody knew what the hell he's talking about. And to this day, we still don't know. So it's you really get his honest opinion on a lot of these things because every single word in that book is from him.
Yeah, I have a copy of the book. Eric and I were going through it, and it's just entertaining, right? It's a book that everyone should have, and you see kind of a window into this guy that everyone wanted to be president until he actually ran for the presidency. And, you know, kind of who's remained loyal and who hasn't. And he's lived a very, very full life, a uniquely American life as well. You guys could check it out at 45books.com. So, Sergio, tell us about some of the other books that you have. You got Janine, you got Carrie Lake. We're going to come up with another one later in the year.
You know, we have the great Charlie Kirk. I see that book right behind you.
Every day, people look at it every day.
I love it. Oh, you know, it's an incredible book because, and they're so timely. If you think about academia and how left it has gone, and your listeners can go to collegescam.com to get your copy. It's a book that keeps on selling because it has no end date.
It's going to keep going.
Correct.
Yes.
Exactly. What kind of feedback did you get on your book after?
Well, look. It actually matures nicer with time. It's like a fine wine; only gets better with time, right? And we knew that when we published it together. And the feedback I'm getting, you know, from a lot of people is, Charlie, I disagreed with the title, but I liked you enough to read it, and you persuaded me. That's what we were going after, right? Because when we put together, you know, because you could write any book, and we said, hey, how are we going to do this in a persuasive way, you know? And what we did with the College Scam was write it as an indictment, right? A 10-count indictment against the college cartel. And I mean, the great turning point, if you will, was, Sergio, I got more compliments in a 2-week period back when Stanford and that whole law school thing happened. Remember that happened about a month or two ago?
Absolutely.
Where the law students start heckling the judge, a federal judge, and then the dean of diversity comes in and defends it, a federal judge, and the dean says, oh, you're triggering to the students. I mean, at that point, how could you not believe it's a scam? Then we have the UC Davis situation where I went to go speak at Davis and they come with weapons and they come with all this. And then the Riley Gaines situation at Turning Point USA where she goes to speak at San Francisco State University and they hold her hostage and they kidnap her. I think the argument that, Sergio, I have to say, when we first published this last summer, it was a little provocative. I don't know if it's as provocative now. People are like, yeah, of course it's a scam. Of course it is. I think we moved the Overton window.
You're 100% right. You hit the nail on the head with that book. It's an incredible thing. You know, you send your well-raised kids to a college education and they get turned upside down. You prove that every week when you visit these college campuses, these ideologues that want to change you, they want to guilt you, and they want to redefine America, frankly. And you're supposed to pay for that privilege. So it's absolutely obscene what is happening. So anyone who has kids, grandkids, or themselves, if they're going to college, it's a must read because it'll open your eyes. It's an incredible book, and I think it does a service, frankly. The other books that we have coming out, we have a book actually coming out tomorrow from Judge Jeanine Pirro.
The great Judge
Crimes
Jeanine.
Against America. So that's also available on our website. A phenomenal book. It's an indictment against Joe Biden and what he has done, whether it's open borders or law enforcement defunding or just these crazies that are running our country. They're literally and figuratively crimes against America. So there's no quite book like it. Very timely. There's an entire chapter on Mayorkas. Articles of impeachment were just filed against him last week. So it's an incredible book to also get.
Well, and it's been, you know, I've kind of seen this firsthand. And Sergio, you deserve a lot of credit. And it's just so impressive to look at the authors. I'm honored to be one of them on 45books.com. You got President Trump, Judge Jeanine, myself, Carrie Lake, Don Jr., Marjorie Taylor Greene. Can you just talk philosophically a little bit? You're a new shop, but you're really disrupting the traditional publishing world. Talk about, was there a concern that you had that the traditional publishing world was a little bit just politically correct, not as friendly to conservatives? I mean, because now you've kind of become the desired place for conservative writers.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm in New York right now. And you go down Madison Avenue, that's where the publishers are. So you might be a conservative, but your book is still being published by New Yorkers. The Big Five, a lot of them, you know, there's a lot of left-leaning folks that run those places. And so it's a scary thing because they will edit you, they will censor you, they will cancel you. We've had elected officials, senators, that have been gotten canceled by some of the Big Five. And to me, publishing, I have nothing against liberal books. They should put them out. Frankly, they don't sell.
They don't sell. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Conservative books make up the vast market of book sales. And so why are we supporting these insane publishing houses that hate us? They don't agree with us. They despise us. They're not helping us. So we're propping them up so they can put out more liberal propaganda out there. And so for us, we filled an incredible niche. It's been overwhelming because every month we get multiple pitches. I mean, it's nonstop people reaching out to us. And so we're careful. We don't want to become a clearinghouse. We're
you
quite
want
selective.
Winners, right? That's why you're winning team, right?
Exactly. We're winning team. If you're not with us, you're a loser.
Yeah. I love it because, look, it's a select deal. And we're seeing this change in media. We're seeing this change in television. We're seeing this change in podcasting. And now we're seeing the change in book publishing. Sergio Gore from Winning Team Publishing. Stay right there. Everybody, check it out at 45books.com. That's number 45books.com. And if you want to check out The College Scam, which, if I were to brag on our own work, is pretty good. And college is a scam. If you disagree with me, read the book and then tell me why. Most people who read the book are convinced. That is collegescam.com, collegescam.com. Are you feeling burned out and a little tired? Look, I want to tell you about something that I've become a big believer in. And if you do not know about it, you got to research it. You could fact check me. It's NAD. NAD is a precursor for your body to be able to create ATP, which is basically the life force of everything that you do. And look, there's a lot of people out there that are promising energy and doing all this, but go do some research on NAD and go see actually how incredibly important it is for high performance to be able to go actually get to the next level. And so what does NAD stand for? Well, try to take a note here. It is nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. I did that pretty well, don't you think? NAD. It's a coenzyme that is central to metabolism. Again, don't take my word for it. Go watch a YouTube video or two or three or four and go fact check me on it. I've been taking NAD for quite some time. And people say, Charlie, how do you travel 2,700 days in a decade? How do you do the 300 days a year? How do you do that? Look, it's not only because of this. I eat well and do other things as well. But if you look at NADH, especially when it combines with CoQ10 and marine collagen, it boosts your body's cellular function. I would never tell you guys to go do something I myself did not do. And Strong Cell has been able to put together a scientific breakthrough in cellular health replenishment that combines NADH, CoQ10, and marine collagen. When you combine them together, you get mental clarity. And that's a must for me. It's not just that. It's for vitality. It helps your immune system. It's all good stuff. So go to strongcell.com/Charlie today and see for yourself. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't contain any caffeine. I'm talking about overall health from the cellular level. NADH has been called the anti-aging enzyme that helps with so many issues like brain fog, short-term memory loss, blood pressure, heart disease, blood sugar retention, and so much more. And look, it's not a magic pill. It's like, oh, I'm going to start taking this and I'm going to be super smart. No, it's an additive, an amplifier on people that want to get better. But I could tell you it makes a big difference. I've personally seen undeniable benefits from taking Strong Cell and engaging with NAD every day. So I had to partner with them. I vetted them. I checked out their ingredient profile. And do yourself a favor and give Strong Cell a try. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie today and use promo code Charlie and you get a special 20% discount on your order. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD is your body's ability to create ATP. Don't believe me? Go to WebMD, go to Science Direct, go to Nature Journal, NIH, YouTube. It's all natural. It's naturally occurring and you're giving your body more of what it already needs. Use promo code Charlie. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. Don't forget your 20% discount by using promo code Charlie at checkout. strongcell.com/Charlie. 45books.com. You also could check out The College Scam, and it's one of my favorite things I've worked on. And it was about a decade of work that was culminated. Sergio, wasn't it interesting when we published The College Scam? Well, you published it and I wrote it. How few hit pieces there were. You know, you and I were anticipating all these people telling us the book is wrong. And it's a bulletproof argument. I mean, I'm not saying it braggadociously. It's just, it's so factual. I remember when we were going through it, it's 30 pages of citations. It's a very data-rich book.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things that we put in all our books, and not all books have citations, but we actually insist on them because we know we're going to get fact-checked. And it's incredible when you cite them. You know, we have lawyers review these books, these manuscripts. It's absolutely incredible the amount of citations you had in there, over 30 pages, if I recall. Every single thing was cited. Every single thing, there's backup for it. Mm-hmm. So when you say there's basket weaving being offered at Ivy League schools, we'll give you the link to that course.
That's right. That's correct.
So
no hyperbole, no speculation. Sergio, you said something that really interested our audience. Dennis emailed. He's curious. Can you just tell us more about how liberal books don't sell? It seems to be a pattern, right? Conservatives are doing better on social media, doing better on podcasting, doing better on radio, doing better on television, doing better on book sales. That, what is your hypothesis as to why?
You know, it's an interesting question. I've thought about it also. I don't know that there's one answer, but I think just the conservative audience is, frankly, they care more about things. And so they will go pick up that book. They will go to our website. It will go, you know, on Amazon. Conservative books just sell more. When Mark Levin puts out a book, there's nothing that comes close to it. You have these senators, these members of Congress, they put out books, they flop. You have prominent members of Congress on the left, they can't sell 10,000 books. You know, to put it in perspective, Trump's books sell hundreds of thousands every month. Same for yours. Your book was a great success. The pre-orders we're getting on Carrie Lake right now are incredible. Judge Jeanine, who's, you know, on one of the top shows on TV, her sales are incredible. When somebody puts out a book from another, you know, cable station that's not quite on our side, it's not the same. It doesn't have the same reach. It doesn't have the same interest. I don't know.
If you wanted more of the same, there's already enough of it. There is a vast market supply of left-wing garbage, right? You get it everywhere. So the places that actually are able to tell the truth, President Trump, Don Jr., Judge Jeanine, that there's a market for that, that there is an attraction to it. There's a magnetism to it. And so, Sergio, we're seeing this amazing kind of book schedule. Carrie Lake's coming up in late June. Tell us about that book.
So Carrie Lake, you know, she's been one of the most incredible people from the last election cycle. I think she took the MAGA side by storm. She has an incredible book. I was just traveling with Carrie 2 weeks ago, Unafraid. And truly, she's unafraid. I mean, the stories that she has in there that describe her race, that describe her upbringing. A lot of people know Carrie Lake from TV and how polished she is and how she's able to punch at anyone that comes at her. But this is a great book because it takes us back into her upbringing. And it takes us back into when she was a child growing up in Iowa, before she moved to Arizona, before she got in the media. It's also a fascinating book because there's not a lot of people in the media that will write this sort of book. You'd likely get canceled. Carrie doesn't care. She's telling the truth. And so it's a book that if you're interested in where she came from, where she's going, what happened in Arizona, there's some incredible stories that have never been told before.
It's wonderful. 4-5books.com. And Sergio, I know you got some other ones that are coming up. There's big changes in the kind of media consumption landscape, but check out President Trump's book, Letters to Trump, right now, 4-5books.com. Sergio, thanks so much.
Thanks, Charlie. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. I want to remind you to get your tickets to our Young Women's Leadership Summit. You can see the sign behind me at tpusa.com/YWLS. If you are a woman, a biological woman, if you have a granddaughter or a daughter, send them to tpusa.com/YWLS. Laura Ingram, Candace Owens, Laura Trump, Carrie Lake, Alex Clark, Ali B. Stuckey, my wife will be speaking, Yanmi Park, Congresswoman Alina, Aunt Anna, Paulina Luna, Michelle Tafoya, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and more. Riley Gaines will be there, Lauren Boebert, Libs of TikTok will be there. It's YWLS 2023. We're going to be promoting it a lot. It is the largest event in the country for female conservatives. We got to get the word out in Dallas, Texas, June 9, 10, 11. That is June 9, 10, 11. TPUSA.com or YWLS 2023. That's YWLS 2023. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.